Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Ever since the dawn of the electric vehicle days, way back before the major car makers or even Tesla decided to get into the business, there has existed the do-it-yourself market, where people experimented with converting their old gas guzzler to an EV. Now there are companies that actually specialize in these custom conversions, and our next guest is one. Mike Northrup is owner of Northrup Electric Automotive Work, and he joins us by phone now from his company in Columbia. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us how you got into this business and what it is exactly that you are doing now.
Well, I convert cars from gas to electric. Generally older classic, because you end up with a car with value. And also, you don't have to deal with all the modern computers that are on, say, a 2015 car. Cars I do, I can restore them fully, or they can just bring me a car in a condition that they already like, and I can simply convert it over, remove the engine and gas delivery system, and replace it with batteries and an electric motor and charging and the things that are necessary for an EV.
And so how did you get into this to begin with?
I worked in industry in electronics, mostly power electronics like motors and drives. And I started watching some YouTube videos about 12 years ago. And it seemed like something that was very interesting. You're taking the older car and updating it to making it 2021. I formed a company, did one, and started taking it around to shows, Earth Day, Drive EV events, and seeing if the public was interested, and I got some interest in the business.
And what was that first car you did?
It was a 1972 convertible Beetle.
Okay, and so in these older cars that you are converting, I guess there's room for a large battery pack?
Well, you can't get the distance out of a new car. That is one of the drawbacks. My conversions usually have about 100, 120 miles of range. And I try to keep the car weighing what it did when it was a gasoline vehicle.
The parts that you buy, the batteries, the electric motor, is all of that available easily, I guess, nowadays?
It is. The biggest thing here in the U.S. is that the batteries are all Chinese. We're getting there, and hopefully there'll be some American ones available. But you have lead times on your parts. But I can do a conversion in 3 months, even with having to wait for deliveries from overseas. Most of the stuff I try to use is from here in the States. The motors and the drives and all are readily available.
Do you have competition here in our state?
There's a group in Chapin. They sell parts, though, primarily. But actual competition here in Columbia, I don't know of anyone else that's truly doing conversions here. In the state, there is a company in Charleston. They do hot rods, and some of them now are electric. They've been around for quite a while doing the gasoline-powered version. But now they're putting some Tesla motors in some for customers down in Charleston.
And so what is your biggest challenge in this business?
Getting the right kind of car, I would say. I get approached by people that are putting out a much newer car, let's say. You could do it. You could convert any car. You can convert any car. But I would like for the customer to have a good value proposition at the end of it, which means you have to do a higher-end vehicle that has value, whether it's electric or not. The batteries I use, the lithium iron phosphate, are probably really good for 200,000 or 300,000 miles. I did a 74 Porsche, and of course, 911, that's an iconic car. The car itself has value, whether it's electric or gas. So finding the right kind of car and the right kind of customer, because it is a cash business, that's probably the biggest thing. You have to really love the vehicle and what is it going to be like in electric. You know, a Porsche I did has a large Tesla motor in it, so it actually made it much faster, handled much better because it had a better weight distribution. You know, you actually came out with a much better car, and you still have the look like a 1974 Porsche.
Well, Mike, very interesting discussion. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Mike Northrup is owner of Northrup Electric Automotive Works in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.